The 55-foot pole is a replica carved by Israel Shotridge and raised in 1989. It is now at the old fire hall on Main Street, where Tommy Joseph is undertaking the restoration process.
I'm a Thlinget wood carver, also wood conservator, originally from Ketchikan, Alaska. I now live in Sitka, Alaska. I've been there for 33 years.
Joseph has more than 20 years' experience with totem pole restoration. He says he began with an assessment of the overall condition of the pole.
First thing I did was check to see that it was going to be suitable to put back out, and it is. It's a solid log mostly. It's got a few soft spots here and there, but going over and checking to make sure it wasn't all just a shell.
Joseph has completed the cleaning phase of the process. He used a variety of tools to examine and clean the pole, tweezers, scrapers, and what look like dental instruments. Joseph says he begins with a long probe to determine the extent of rot and identify areas damaged by carpenter ants.
So I'm probing just to make sure that it's, find the soft spots or what's hard. And then after that, it's scrubbing it down and using a pretty potent soap to scrub it. And it's scrubbers of different size and shapes, and softer ones for the delicate spots, and then harder ones for the areas where you're just trying to get the surface cleaned out.
He says he uses trowels, painter's tools, and picks to remove lichen, moss, and other debris from small areas. Sitting on the table with the tools is a small replica of the Chief Johnson totem pole. Joseph says it was carved in the 1950s in Ketchikan by a Tsimshian carver.
Mather's family that made this, they were my grandmother's next-door neighbor when I was a kid, and so I'd go over there and watch and look in the window and see all these little totem poles and things they were making in there all the time. But I saw this and got it off eBay some years ago, and last year somebody gave me a 6-foot one. I have a little collection of these little miniature totem poles by other people.
He says since he's working on the larger pole, he thought it would be fun to have the small version with him. Now that the cleaning stage is completed, Joseph is starting the process of repair and restoration.
Some wood needs to be replaced, others just treated and reassembled and consolidated. I need to make the wood, a soft deteriorating wood, into a hard, a solid again.
Joseph will need to recarve some pieces, including the raven's beak that broke away from the pole in 2016. He says he also will refresh the paint to make it more vibrant. Joseph estimates it will take 6 weeks to complete the restoration. The city of Ketchikan does not own the Chief Johnson pole, but with permission from the Tongass tribe, Ketchikan Museums is aiding in its care and maintenance. According to an earlier announcement, the intention is to return the pole to its previous location across from the Federal Building and Whale Park.